Good morning, everyone. Once again, we've got a full house this morning. We're full of Marshall County Master Gardeners. First, we'll introduce Michelle Spicelin. Michelle is the president. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Good. And then we have Pat Drysdale.
Good morning, Pat.
And then we have Pat Green. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
And Michelle, tell everyone that doesn't know, what is a master gardener?
Well, we're crazy people that love to garden. And flowers, trees, plants of any kind, indoor, outdoor. There's men in it and there's women in it. We go through the University of Kentucky mm-hmm. and take a Master Gardener class and program. So we have lots of instruction and we love to go out and do home visits and talk to people about their plants and plus, we like to serve the community. There's things we can do in the community to help garden.
Now, I know, I don't know who would be an expert on this, but whenever we had that really, really cold snap around Christmas times, have you noticed that people may have said, my shrub is like 10 years old. It's always been good. Now it's dropping its leaves.
It will. The extreme cold and the wind really hurt some of our plants. Gotcha. But some of them will come back.
Okay.
You don't panic and start cutting everything down and thinking you got to dig it up. Wait for spring
okay.
and see, because a lot of it's not hurt. Killed, okay. It may be just hurt a little bit.
Yeah, just like all of us were. We're not used
right.
to it. Now, Pat Drysdale, how long have you been a master gardener?
Well, I did the class in 2018. I started as an intern, and with that, then I did the class as well. So I finished a little bit earlier than some of the others did because I was able to get my hours in prior to, it was really for the 2019 season, but I was able to get mine in 2018 because of that.
Now, are there any specialties that you're involved in? Do you each have your own specialties, or are y'all just a jack of all trades, Jill of all trades?
Well, I like flowers the best, but I will help with the what we call our snap garden. It's a garden that we have for the community. We grow all different vegetables, and then once we harvest those, then we give them to, what is it? Anyhow, we give them out to the community free of charge.
Oh, nice.
To those people that may not have access to them. The other thing that I enjoy doing is teaching, and we've been doing a lot of that this week, but we do the Junior Master Gardener program, and I'm one of the three here that participates in that. And then if other places want us to come and talk to kids, to children, then we will go and do that as well about the whatever topic that they want.
All right. Now, Pat Green, how long have you been a master gardener?
I am originally from New York with no experience in gardening. And when I moved to Kentucky several years ago, I got interested in, well, I was looking for something to do and make friends nearby. And so I joined the Master Gardener program, which was like a semester's worth of instruction on gardening and a receipt of a certification at the end of that. That was in 2019, so really just a few years. And what's really helpful is that when I did move to Kentucky, I inherited a small blueberry orchard,
mm-hmm.
very small, and I really needed to know how to care for them because it was an investment previous to my coming to Kentucky, and it was in really good shape, and I didn't want to see it dwindle. So that was another reason why I became a master gardener.
All right. Now, Michelle, how many master gardeners do you think you have?
We had 27 at our last meeting, and that's not everybody. But we have a good representation of the...
Would you say we have 35? Or
probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we had 16 in this last class that just finished. And then there was like 15 or so of us. Of us prior to that.
We just finished up a course.
So you've doubled your...
We've got,
wow.
Yep.
Wow. Well, when do the classes meet? When's the next one that you guys do?
Well, it's not every year because she waits till there's enough interest to have one because, you know, it's a lot of work and it requires several weeks of classes from UK and they come down. So when she, you know, you can call the extension office and say, I'd like to participate the next time you have a class. So, When she gets enough interest, she'll have another class.
I know, and one of your other master gardeners, Barbara Wright, she's usually on coffee call with us on the first Monday of each month.
Right.
So that's great.
One of our big projects coming up in May the 20th, is our plant sale.
Oh.
And we put a lot of work into that, and we make a lot of money, and that goes for scholarships to area students in Marshall County. It can be a high school senior, or you can be somebody already in college, or you can be a homeschooler. And last year we gave out three $1,000 scholarships.
Nice. So how would one go about applying for that, Michelle?
You call the extension office, and you have to apply by March the 1st.
Okay, so the deadline's?
The deadline's coming up.
Call
the extension office here in Marshall County, and they will get you the papers and the guidelines to fill out and turn it back in, and you have to be pursuing a career in agriculture or horticulture or something in that kind of line. It can be on entomology with insects or plants or anything gardening related, but we want to encourage that, so that's what our scholarship goes for.
Now, is that scholarship, is it good for, I know you guys are affiliated with the University of Kentucky, is it good for any other colleges?
Right now, the three we have are attending Murray State, so as far as I know, it's good for any.
So that's good.
Anywhere you go.
And all they need to do is just call Nikki and
call the extension office and fill it out and turn it in, and we have a scholarship committee that reviews them and picks. So
now on that plant sale that's coming up, are you guys already, have you started your little plants already?
Yes. We talked about that the other night at the meeting.
We just kicked off the plant sale, which is for May 20th. It's our 7th annual. We have a 5-member committee and a 35-member, hopefully, planting team. And we'll plant things from seed, propagate vegetatively, dig surplus plants up from our friends' gardens, take any kind of plant that anyone has that they can donate to the sale. And we are starting that now, and we'll be busy through the day of the sale.
Now, what are some of the everyone's favorite plants, the ones that go first, Michelle?
Probably a lot of the vegetables, tomatoes. Everyone's always looking for tomatoes and peppers. But then a lot of people like the annuals, you know, the pretty blooming things to put in their flower pots. And then a lot want the perennials, daylilies and hostas and things like that.
We also have trees. And last year, after the tornado and everything, there was a lot of people that were looking for trees, and those went very quickly. I was surprised because somebody brought in like 100 of one variety, and those were gone in no time. And this year we're working towards getting trees again to provide, so hopefully we can get enough for the community for that.
So there's a wide variety of, I mean, I guess you won't know until you get there
that's going to be there.
Right.
No, right. Not really.
Right. And it's not even limited to just plants. Garden decor, people's garden-related arts and craft type of things.
Tools. Sometimes there's tools.
And
books.
Wow. So you've got it all going on. And you've also got something coming up in a few weeks with the Junior Master Gardeners, and we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about that.